I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Welcome back, evolutionaries, to this week's episode. I wanted to talk with you for a moment about how critical I believe it is for us as we seek to find ways to be present in these turbulent times as a positive force. One of the important things is how we are perceiving what is happening. How are we interpreting what is happening? Because there are a lot of different ways that we can understand what's transpiring right now. And the way that we understand it will determine how we respond to it. And I have offered metaphors in previous episodes that I find helpful in terms of looking at what's going on. One of the metaphors that I offered was that of a caterpillar dissolving, its structure dissolving in the chrysalis and taking on a new shape, a new form, a new life as a butterfly. I also talked about a dream that I had that presented this time as that of a stormy sea that we are crossing collectively as we move from one worldview to another, one consciousness to another. And there's a metaphor that has been on my mind recently, and that is the phenomenon of breaking the sound barrier. Now, they didn't know how to break the sound barrier for quite a while. It was 1947 when finally the sound barrier was broken, because what would happen as a plane accelerated towards the speed of sound, the plane was not constructed in such a way to withstand the turbulence that the plane would encounter. Pilots would lose control of the planes, they would go into nosedives, there would be this tremendous shaking of the aircraft, and it was as though there was a wall that came to be known as the sound barrier, a wall or this barrier that was impeding the aircraft's ability to go faster than the speed of sound. Well, eventually they understood enough about the aerodynamics that they were able to create aircraft that could easily move through that supposed barrier, because it isn't really a barrier. What it is sound waves, as the aircraft approaches the speed of sound, the sound that it's generating, the sound waves that are traveling out in front of it that it's generating, begin to be compressed because the plane is catching up with the speed of sound. So there are all of these sound waves that are compressing, getting compacted, and it exerts a force, a drag on the plane, such that it's difficult for the plane to continue to accelerate and move through the compressed sound waves in front of it. Well, I've been thinking a lot about that in terms of our present situation, because we're accelerating very quickly on this planet. As a species, the consciousness on the planet is accelerating very quickly. We are moving from the egoic consciousness into the unitive consciousness, and things are moving more and more quickly. We are accelerating. And as we accelerate, we begin to encounter this counter-resistance, this compression of this old thought system, this old consciousness that is pushing back against this momentum. And I believe that that's what we're seeing right now in the political situation. We are seeing the intensification of ego dynamics. So just as those who worked in aviation had to come to understand the aerodynamics in order to understand how they could build a craft that could move through those that compressed barrier, We have to understand the ego dynamics so that we can move through this seeming barrier of consciousness that is impeding our ability to break through into a new way of being on the planet and a new consciousness. And one of the ways that ego tendency becomes amplified and compressed and we encounter this pushback is, first of all, the consciousness that we're heading towards is the consciousness of love, which is to say the consciousness of unity, of oneness. It is a non-dual consciousness that understands the unity, the oneness, the interbeingness of all that is. And we have been traveling through this egoic consciousness that doesn't comprehend that oneness. Instead, it sees the world through a lens of fragmentation, of separation, of separateness. And so one of the ways that as we move towards this consciousness of love, one of the ways that we encounter pushback as we gain momentum is that people around us may accuse us actually of being irresponsible for not engaging in vilification and attack. Because within the ego consciousness, with all of the turmoil that's happening and this uprising of fragmentation and nationalism and racism and all of this, within the ego consciousness, the way that you address that and the way that you try to stem the tide of that movement is by resisting back. In other words, you use the same consciousness to try to contain the symptoms of that consciousness. But as we move towards the consciousness of love, we understand that attack and the tendency to see others through the lens of ally or enemy, all of that belongs to the consciousness that we are leaving behind. And so we choose not to engage in that way. We choose not to counter attack with attack. We choose not to counter hatred with hatred. And within that egoic worldview, that is seen as irresponsible, because within that egoic worldview, that's the only way that is thought to be effective, to create change. But the lasting change that the planet needs cannot arise from that consciousness. It can only arise from the consciousness of love, the consciousness of oneness. And in that consciousness, there are no enemies, because there is no separateness. And there is no attack, because attack is founded on this notion of separateness. You only attack because you see someone or something as being separate from you. And so as we ourselves begin to embody more and more that consciousness of love and that non-dual consciousness in which enemies simply don't exist, and vilification makes no sense, and attack makes no sense, we get pushback. And some people will hate us for not hating the people they hate. And that is simply this compression of the dynamics of that consciousness. And really, I think of that barrier as that of judgment. That the barrier that we pass through has to do with judgment. And when we move into a stance of non-judgment, then we pass through that barrier and we move to the other side where things are peaceful and calm. And we can then be present in these turbulent times as a presence of peace, a presence of true transformation. And so rather than encounter this pushback and this sort of drag really on our momentum to move into a new consciousness, rather than seeing that through the lens of attack, we simply release our judgment of anyone who is still holding on to that consciousness. because it's not their fault. This is not a situation in which blame has any role to play. But pushback may come in the form of another person. That person is simply exhibiting a trait of a consciousness that we have all been participating in. It's not personal. It's not personal to them, and it's not personal to you if you become the target of those kinds of attacks. And so the challenge for us is to experience and move into that kind of pushback when we ourselves may be vilified for standing in the truth of love. And move into that and through that without judging, without attacking, without blaming, without looking down on anyone. Because the more that we do that, the more we ourselves are moving through that barrier. The more we do that, the more we are healing our own minds of this egoic illusion. And when we do that, then we can truly be present to these times in a way that can help the whole move across this barrier. It is a drag on the momentum that we encounter. And as we begin to shed ourselves, those inner tendencies in our own mind, to judge, to see anyone as an enemy, to attack anyone, then the more we can be here as evolutionary activists, embodying and helping the entire whole move across this very turbulent barrier. So when we talk about the ego dynamics, we look within. There is a tendency within that egoic paradigm to project and to look outside of ourselves and see the problem outside of ourselves in someone else or some other group of people. But when we choose ourselves to move through, let's call it the ego barrier, when we choose ourselves we're going to keep accelerating. You know, we're going to keep accelerating through the pushback because we know that we're doing that for everyone. And yes, it may feel like it's a drag on our momentum to confront that kind of energy. But if we are doing our work in our own minds and shedding those tendencies, then we can slip through that barrier and experience the peace. And by doing so, we can benefit the whole. So I wanted to leave that metaphor with you because I find it helpful, and I hope that you will find it helpful as well, so that when you do find this resistance, and that resistance may come from within yourself, there may be something within you that's telling you you're being irresponsible to be loving right now, that this is the time, you know, all hands on deck with our pitchforks, you may find that part within yourself. Of course it's within you, because that's part of this whole consciousness we've been sharing. So I hope that you find that metaphor helpful as you continue to accelerate towards the consciousness of love. And until next week, peace.